Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
We're brothers, we're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five!
We treat so well that all the hosts of heaven and earth will have to pause and say, here lived a great street sweeper who swept his job well.
Our forefathers weren't the pilgrims. We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. The rock was landed on us.
You're listening to True Information with Marquis Davis and Grown As Man.
Hello and welcome back to another edition of True Information Season 2.
Season 2!
I am your host, Marky Davis, here with Grown.
Grown man. I forgot the first two times that we were doing that. But yes, I'm Grown Man. Tell your mom about my life. That's right.
And so today I want to talk about the Hall of Fame. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, to be more precise.
Sorry.
Okay. That was out of nowhere.
It was rock and roll, duh.
I remember a couple years ago when they announced the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class. Maybe I think it was like 2017, 18. A lot of people were upset because they were like, hey, this guy's not rock and roll. When they inducted Tupac and some rappers, they was like, rappers shouldn't be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because that's not rock and roll. And I'm like, what? Are you guys idiots? Do you even know who some of the first inductees of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame were? Because they weren't rock music.
They were rhythm and blues.
They was R&B. You know what I'm saying? and so, Grown Man, you have the historical preference to tell us the history of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So
before I do that, spell that.
PREFELENCE. Prefalence.
What? Get out. Use it in a better sentence. Anyway, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum is a museum and Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio, and celebrates the history and cultural significance of rock music and honors the contributions of those who have played important roles in music's creation and dissemination.
Oh, and music.
Yeah, music, man.
Not just rock and roll?
All right. Yeah, it's not exclusive to
one genre of
music, correct. Established in 1983, a group of leading figures in the music industry, including Atlanta Records co-founder Ahmet Ertgun, and Jane Wiener. I might pronounce that wrong too. The publisher of Rolling Stone magazine and the nonprofit Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Foundation was responsible for the creation of the museum and the Hall of Fame, which began inducting honorees in 1986. After consideration, the bids of other American cities that have been pivotal in rock history, the foundation located the museum in Cleveland, where disc jockey Alan Freed had coined the term rock and roll in the 1950s. The other locations that were considered were New Orleans, Memphis, Chicago, San Francisco, and New York City. Let's see. The Hall of Fame opened to the public in 1995. The Hall of Fame slash museum opened up in 1995. In addition to the Hall of Fame, the facility includes a wide variety of frequently changing permanent quote-unquote exhibits that draw the museum's extensive holdings of artifacts to examine rock and roll, its origin, and its influences throughout the prism of genre. So yeah, different genres. The prisms of genre, geography, fashion, biography, and as well as social, cultural, and political history. Music has a political history? Wow.
Yes. Oh, what?
Go figure. Typical artifacts include instruments used by the famous musicians, stage clothing and props, drafts of song lyrics, correspondence, original album art, handbills, posters, and photographs. Many of the exhibits are highly interactive, and the music is omnipresent. The museum also mounts major temporary exhibits as a has a large research library and archives, offers educational outreach, and conducts conferences and symposiums. Good God. Let's see. Musicians become eligible for induction in into the Hall of Fame 25 years after the release of their first recording. The foundation's nominating committee, made up of rock historians, selects nominees each year in the performer category, who are then voted upon by an international body of some 500 rock experts. Those nominees with the highest vote total and more than 50% of total vote are inducted. 5 to 7 performers being chosen each year. There is often tension between commercial success, how much you sell, and reverence by critics, yep. What the critics think, in the selection process. Moreover, the committee has been criticized by some of its alleged music industry establishment bias. In addition, to performers, categories of inductees, including those who were early influences of rock, sidemen, supporting musicians, and non-performers, i.e. producers and entrepreneurs, journalists, and disc jockeys. The annual induction ceremony is held in New York City and featuring performances by inductees and prominent guests culminates the in an all-star jam session. So that is the history.
So let's look at some of the first Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. So you got Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry.
You got James Brown.
He's not like Jerry Lee Lewis.
You got Ray Charles.
Yeah.
You got Sam Cooke.
Ooh.
Fats Domino.
Big old man.
The Everly Brothers.
Okay.
Buddy Holly.
Ooh.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Little Richard.
I thought you said him already.
Nope.
Okay.
And Elvis Presley.
Okay.
So that's your first class of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. All right? That encompasses everything you would think rock and roll is. Understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
So that was a controversy when Run DMC was, you know, inducted into the Hall of Fame. People were like, oh, man, no. You just heard the history. It's about who influenced music. And rap is a music, whether you like it or not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so it's like having rap music being placed in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is important to music.
Right.
Same thing with punk music, you know?
Yeah. 25 years after having been recorded.
I mean, if you look at some of the names of people who have been nominated but are not in, you got Chaka Khan. She's been nominated twice. Carole King was nominated in 1989. You got Sheik. Sheik has been nominated 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 times and are not in. And that's a great group.
Okay.
The Dave Matthews Band was nominated 2020. You know, dude, you got Ringo Starr. You got so many influential people who are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Like we said earlier, it doesn't encompass just one genre. So
it doesn't.
You have,
well, my question to you is this, though.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry to interrupt. My question to you is this. Like you said, Chaka Khan. Like, I understand she did great things and, you know, she's big. But my question is she an influencer?
Oh.
Like, And I say that, and I pick Chaka Khan because I know that she's done great music, but I've never heard anyone say that Chaka Khan influenced them. I've heard people say that Little Richard, that Prince, that Sam Cooke, some of the names that you have already spoken, some of the first few inductees in 1986, some of them. I've heard people say, yo, my inspiration has been blank.
The person that I really looked up to and really got me into music was blank. But what if that's what some of the measurement of the inductees is how often or how much within the 25 years of them having recorded?
Well, you see,
have they influenced?
The one thing I love so much about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is the span and the range of music that they have in it. Okay, mm-hmm. So like you look at the list. You have Journey. You got Tupac. You got Bon Jovi. You got Nina Simone. You have Nine Inch Nails. You have Stevie Nicks. You have Janet Jackson. Radiohead. Roxy Music. The Zombies. You have the Doobie Brothers, who got it in this year. Whitney Houston. The Notorious B.I.G. It's like such an ever expanding cachet of music that anyone who says, "Well, it's not rock and roll," it's just showing their inner idiocy.
Idiocy, yeah.
You know, it's like Green Day, Hall and Oates, Peter Gabriel, Kiss, Nirvana. It's like, wow. If they made a collection of the number one songs from any of these groups, you wouldn't be able to change a song. Like, you would sit there and be like, oh, I've heard that before. Oh, I like that song. Even if you don't know who Genesis is. Even if you don't know or like Metallica, you know?
In Genesis, the first book in the Bible, and Metallica is like the fourth.
Okay, there we go. Yep, I'm just going to leave that where it's at. You know, you got Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, the Sex Pistols, Lynyrd Skynyrd, U2, Percy Sledge. Buddy God, the names I'm naming is just an eclectic group of people in this. So who do you think should be some of the people next in the Hall of Fame?
Next?
Yeah.
I'm most reassured when I say Jay-Z and Beyonce.
I mean,
they're going to be in it at some point.
Yeah, at some point.
Right. Let's see.
How about Britney Spears? NSYNC.
Yeah.
The Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet Boys, yes.
You know, Justin Timberlake's going to be in there by himself.
Justin Timberlake's going to be in there by himself, yes.
Missy Elliott.
Missy Elliott should be. Timberland, Missy Elliott. Who is it? Randy Travis,
yes.
He's not already in there.
Yes.
Randy
now,
Travis
you know what's
should be
funny is I'm looking at this, I don't see too
George
many
Clinton.
Country artists in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, though.
Hey,
That's weird, you know. If you claim to be an eclectic mix of all of these great people, you should have more country artists in here, like Willie Nelson. Is he in here? Let me check and see.
I don't know if they're going to put Willie Nelson in there. He might smoke too much weed for them.
Yeah, I don't see Willie Nelson in here at all, and that's a travesty. You know, I don't see is Johnny. Johnny Cash, is he in here? Yeah, okay, Johnny Cash is in here.
Yeah. Okay, so Outkast should be in there.
Yeah, Outkast will.
Brandy should be in there.
No, not at all.
Okay.
I mean,
Chris Brown.
Let's be real here with Brandy's music, okay? let's cut the crap, all right? So because we have had verses and stuff like that, you think these people are great music artists?
No, that's not what I was going off of.
Oh.
But okay.
You know,
so in that case, Gladys Knight, Aretha Franklin.
Well, you know Aretha Franklin's in here.
I didn't remember that. I don't remember that part. But yeah, okay. Jeez, yeah. You're asking me who
Aretha
Franklin
was in '87.
Should be in it. Yo, CeeLo. When his time comes.
Gladys Knight, 1996. She's in here.
Okay. CeeLo Green needs to be in that.
Why?
He is an amazing artist.
Okay.
Pivotal. He has a Christmas album that I have played religiously for the last 5 years.
So you're saying that his music is on par with that of David Bowie and Frank Zappa?
Frank who?
Frank Zappa.
Who?
Oh my God.
Yeah, okay.
You don't know who Frank Zappa is.
If you play a song for him of his, I might know, but as of right now, I'm saying that CeeLo as a performer is on the level of Missy Elliott to me. I might be wrong, but that's just me. Okay. And I think that if he continues with what he's doing, then when his 25-year mark hits, then he should be at least nominated, if not inducted.
Okay. All right. I'll concede.
Okay.
But, you know, there are a lot of artists like Mariah Carey, you know, who yep. Celine Dion.
Okay, yeah.
You know, it's a lot of artists that should be in the Hall of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that have contributed so much to music.
Should deceased people be inducted, like Aaliyah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know, if their contribution was warranted, I can't see someone who only released one or two albums getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame if you've only released one or two albums. You didn't contribute as much.
Well, it depends. I would say it depends on how influential those albums were. For instance, if who wrote the Miseducated? Oh, Lauryn Hill. If Lauryn Hill does not come out with another album for the rest of her life and only goes off the strength of the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill,
man,
do you think she would get in though?
That would be a tough argument. A tough argument.
Exactly.
I mean, because you have to look at the strength of that one album.
Thank you.
But that's my point though. But Aaliyah's multiple albums, what, she had like two or three, they weren't as strong as that one album. I hate to say it.
Yeah.
I mean, Lauryn Hill won 12 Grammys off of that one album.
In that case, what about Kanye?
Oh, most definitely. Kanye West is going to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm sorry to say, he has influenced music and changed it, especially hip-hop music, even pop music. He's changed it so much that regardless of how you feel about him as a person, his music is enough to get him into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Agreed.
I mean, agreed. I mean, sometimes you have to separate the person from what they have given us. You know, I mean, if there was a Hall of Fame for business people, I would say Donald Trump should be in there. Sorry to say it. You know,
are you really sorry to say it though?
I mean, no, not really.
Didn't think so.
I mean, let's look at what his business acumen has been. You understand what I'm saying? So if you look at the music acumen of Kanye West, barring what you feel about him personally, yes, he should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, that's like you said, Jay-Z, you know, a lot of his music doesn't speak to a lot of people. I don't believe his what was it? What's his album that everybody loves? Dang it, I can't think of it. But I like The Blueprint better than that album, his first album that he came out with.
Okay.
And people look at me funny when I say that. I'm like, well, you got to understand, I'm looking at it from a more, his growth and evolution and how he was able to become more popular based off of The Blueprint than his other album. They're like, oh, man, but you got to look at the lyrics. I'm like, what? You understand, people get in the music to make money. They don't get in the music to try to send a message. I mean, let's be real here. Let's be real here.
I thought some people just like to make music to make music and then found out they can make money making music.
I'd like to see that person.
Oh, okay.
Because if you read any biography of a lot of musicians, they did it because they wanted to make money. I mean, let's think about it. A lot of musicians come from an impoverished place.
That's because they need something to sing about.
Exactly. And they get that and they sing and then they become popular and they make money. They do things like, look at basketball and football players. A lot of people do it for the love of the sport, but many of them do it because they see it's going to be a big check at the end. Money is a strong motivator. And the members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame must have a lot of money. You know? They've made legendary songs. People still play. I mean, I still play freaking Ray Charles' Georgia On My Mind You know, because it's such a beautiful, beautiful song.
Georgia?
I mean, and the if you look at the history of the song and the place where he wrote it from, it's just an iconic song that transcends time.
The whole way through.
You know, if you look at James Brown, When a Man Loves a Woman, it's an iconic song that transcends time.
Pause.
No, I mean, not When a Man Loves a Woman. It's a man's world. It's a man's world.
Okay. Dude, like, wait.
Percy Sledge was When a Man Loves a Woman. I apologize.
Yes. Thank you.
That's a transcendent song, you know?
It is. They are transcendent songs. You're right. Sade. I think Sade's old enough to be in the
Sade nominee. The group or Sade the singer?
The singer.
You sure not Sade the group? Because Sade the group should be in. Sade the solo artist didn't have as strong an album as some of the other ones.
Okay, this is opinion now. I think Sade is one of the icons as well. Because if Celine Dion can get in, I think Celine Dion and Sade are actually almost neck and neck.
Sade the group came up with Sweetest Taboo. Okay? Sade, the individual singer, came up with some songs I don't even know.
Of course. She came up with some songs that I don't even know of. All right. That may be true.
You know.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I don't think Celine Dion was ever in a group.
Nope. I mean, just simply off of that one song she made, My Heart Will Go On, that can put her in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame just by herself.
The Titanic song that everyone played out.
Yep. It's a beautiful song. Beautiful song.
Okay. Oh. What about people who just do covers?
Like who, Will Al Yankovic? Isn't he in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yo, technically he should be.
I think he actually
technically
is.
He should be. Look that up. Dang, you type loud.
Let me see. Oh no, he's not in the Hall of Fame Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but he should. He should be.
Yeah, you're right. He should be. Even though he did basically covers, I mean, but his ignorance to play other people's songs was transcending.
He was really good at rewriting those songs to fit a purpose. You know, Just Eat It. That was comedy, pure comedy. But it was purposeful. It made sense.
Trapped in the drive-thru.
You know, it makes sense. It takes a popular song and he makes it into a comedy song, which actually is a legit song.
Yeah.
What was the song? Nirvana. He did the Nirvana cover with the marbles in his mouth and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Smells Like, what was it? Oh, man. No, that's Nirvana song is a Smells Like Teen Spirit, but Will Al Yankovic did another one, Smells Like Something Else. I can't remember the name of it.
I remember he did Amish. Well, when he did Amish Paradise.
Oh, yeah, Amish Paradise. You know, he has so many songs that you can name off the top of your head that are songs in their own right and should be worthy of him being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, my God. He did one for Jedi. He did one for, gosh darn it. What is it? It's a song about Jedi, like literally.
Oh yeah, when he did it when the Star Wars trilogy first came out. Dang it.
The saga begins. The Saga Begins is the name of it.
That song, yeah. What was it? What was the song? Oh my God! If you know the song, you'll be able to show at your information at 2020@gmail.com.
Which one are you talking about?
The song he did for the Star Wars movie.
Yeah, I just said the saga begins.
Yeah, but I'm trying to remember how the song went.
Oh, long time ago.
Yeah, bye bye.
In a galaxy far away.
Yeah.
Naboo was under an attack.
Oh man.
Quiet John Jin.
Okay, we don't really need
decide to let the Federation in and maybe giving us a little slack.
You can stop singing at any moment now.
I don't care.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wow. You know, the Rocket.
Are
you
in a galaxy far away?
All right, I'm done.
We just went on a whole tangent about where the hell Yankovic. We should start a petition. He should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I'm not that enthusiastic.
All right, well, screw it.
He did good.
You done good, Blue.
Another one rides the bus. After another one bites the dust, right?
That's a great song, though, as a matter of fact. I mean, anything Queen did was great. I'm sorry. Queen was a fantastic.
Queen needs to. Is Queen in there? Yeah, they need to be in there.
You know
they
Queen is in there. Come on, guy.
Yo, Queen? Dude, I have my son listen to Queen when he was 2 months old, and he rocked out. I was so proud of him.
I introduced my wife to Queen.
Me too. Well, she knew some of the songs, but I showed her who made them and other songs.
You know, one thing too. What's the group? My wife is out here now. What's the group you like with the lead singer? What's the name? It was on that show with the witches. What's the name of that song? Fleetwood Mac. Oh my God.
Fleetwood Mac. One of Fleetwood Mac's people just died this year too. Oh, I forgot who it was.
Fleetwood Mac is an amazing, amazing band. And for any African Americans who have not heard of Fleetwood Mac or choose not to listen, trust me, just go on to YouTube, type in Fleetwood Mac, you'll fall in love. They are a wonderful group who I don't think gets enough credit for what they have contributed to music overall.
You're right.
And with that, I am Marky Davis.
And I am grown man, still having you. Please tell your mom about me. Write us.
Oh, yeah.
Where should they write us at?
At trueinformation2020@gmail.com. And
hear me out.
Is
grownassmanspeaks@gmail.com.
And that way you can talk to us. We'll talk back. We love communicating with our listeners and fans and things of that nature. And
I love it.
Until next episode. Y'all have a good day.
To the next episode.
No, don't do that. Don't. Okay. Goodbye.
So just chill. To the next episode. Yep. As I crip walk in my chair.
This program does not associate itself with
one,
Crips, Bloods.
One, two,
so.
Three, and two, the four. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at your door. Okay. Yo, when is Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre?
Yeah, when is Snoop Dogg getting inducted? I think Dr. Dre is inducted with the NWA. Okay, anyway, let's end the show. Love you. Right. Have a good night. Have a good
day. Peace.